Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
We have been looking at how Marshalltown has recovered from the devastating tornado that hit that community last month. Well, that same afternoon, a tornado ripped through the Vermeer manufacturing plant in Pella, doing much damage to that plant, which employs 2,300 people. Since then, Pella and Vermeer have been in recovery mode, and the organization that has been front and center in all of that effort in Pella is known as The Well. It is a nonprofit resource center that partners with churches and social service agencies to connect people in need with the help they can use. And joining us live right now on the line is Eden Youngberg of The Well. Eden, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
We are very happy to have you here. First of all, what is The Well? Explain exactly what you folks do.
Yeah. So The Well Resource Center is a place of community where individuals and families can find help and hope when facing difficult circumstances. So we use a holistic approach to meet physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. And it's a place to explore long-term solutions and receive the love of Christ. We are a Christian organization.
You had a heck of a challenge 3 weeks ago when that tornado hit. Could you explain what was the role of The Well after the tornado hit, particularly with Vermeer, 2,300 employees, and a lot of them immediately out of work because that plant was damaged so badly? What did you folks do and provide?
Yeah. So, as you know, the tornado touched down on July 19th, which was a Thursday. And so we really wanted to act quick because that Friday, everybody had to take the day off. And so the following Monday, we decided to be a host site for Iowa Workforce Development because the reality is many people between 600 to 800 were going to have to file for unemployment just simply because they didn't know when they'd be back to work. And that week then, we worked hard to best understand the needs of those who were affected by the tornado by meeting with different people in leadership at Vermeer and different church leaders. And we decided that a lot of people were just going to need just a little bit of financial help to kind of bridge that gap for the time that they'd be out of work. And so that's when we set up the Pella Tornado Relief Fund, where people from all over the world, as you know, Vermeer has a global presence. So people from all over the world have just been so generous contributing to that fund. And from that fund, we were able to begin meeting with people to provide supplemental gift cards. And that really looked like, you know, Walmart, Casey's, things helping with gas and food, and then Fairway and Hy-Vee for groceries.
How many employees from Vermeer came into your place, either that first day or in the ensuing time? In other words, how many have you interacted with in The Well?
We have been able to interact with 950 Vermeer employees since the tornado touched down on July 19th.
That's amazing. 950 people. And these were not just people from Pella. These folks came from all over, didn't they? Because they were working and lived in other communities.
We did decide that if you were affected by the tornado that touched down in Pella is how we were going to try to minister aid, because we recognized a lot. There was just a wonderful a lot of people were helping out with some of the, like, Marshalltown and some of the big damage. And so we wanted to make sure we could take care of our community. But I mean, that didn't mean you had to be a Vermeer employee. That could have meant your farm was also damaged, or your house from you know, being on the north side of town, or your field, or whatever that looked like. You could come to the Well.
Well, Eden, this is Paul. I'm co-host. Sounds like that was a very broad effort there in Pella. And I wondered what your relationship is, since that's a Christ-centered organization, with the, is there a ministerial association in Pella that you work with?
So the neat thing is really, I'll just give you a little history so you can better understand the well. But in 2011, it was a community-wide effort. So there are around 30 different churches and a ton of social service agencies in the area. And they all got together and said, you know, we were seeing the same people come and asking each of us for the same thing. Wouldn't it be great if we had one place that we could, you know, funnel efforts to, that would be committed to serving each of these individuals in the same way? And that's when the Well Resource Center was born. So we have support from most of the churches in town, not just financially, but volunteer-wise and referral-wise. And it's really, really neat because we are supporting the entire community, and a lot of the churches are involved.
So you're really functioning as a clearinghouse. You know, very often folks who are in distress on the road will stop by churches and ask for gas mm-hmm. money or immediate support. I assume that churches who get that kind of traffic can refer folks to you. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the other piece of that is a lot of people, I mean, you're exactly right. They'll stop in at a church, but a lot of people don't want to go to certain churches just because they've had a bad experience, or they, you know, grew up in a different denomination or whatever that was. And basically, we just wanted to be kind of that neutral place where, yes, we are a Christ-centered organization, but we just want to serve you, and we don't want any barriers.
Now, are you a full-time employee there, Eden?
I am, yep. I'm the Director of Marketing and Advancement.
And how big is your staff then? How many folks work there?
Yeah, so we've got 12 people on staff. One thing I didn't mention is we also have a thrift store. And so we've got full-time employees who help run the thrift store as well. And so that is really, really neat because it generates income for the ministry side of things, but then it's also just a good resource for those who are looking for low cost, gently used goods. So a lot of our clients are able to utilize that. But then, I mean, of course, it's open to anybody who wants to come shop.
Well, Lance, I just assume that after the tornado, you folks were working around the clock, right? Heavy commitment in time.
Yes. We did want to act fast and we did want to be the most helpful. So it was all hands on deck. And when I say that, I don't just mean, you know, our employees on staff paid, but I mean, we have hundreds of volunteers, like I mentioned, from the local churches, I mean, schools all over the community, and everybody stepped up to the plate, and it was just really, really incredible to see that.
What would you say the feeling of the community was in the immediate aftermath of that tornado? Was it shock? Was it resignation? Was it, we're going to get over this? How would you describe what the community felt?
I'd say in the beginning, definitely shock. Tornadoes are one of those things that I think if you've lived and grown up in the Midwest or even Iowa, you know the protocol. The alarm goes off, you get in the basement. But the reality is a lot of people stand outside and look for their tornado and take photos. And it's not until it hits somewhere very close to you that you take a step back and you go, whoa, I mean, this is a powerful force, this natural disaster. So I think shock hit initially, and then, but Capella is just an extremely just thoughtful and community-oriented town. And so, you know, immediately Vermeer came out with Vermeer Strong because they were going to work as hard as they could to get people back to work as quick as they could. And that they have been doing that. They have been doing that. As far as I know, 95% of people are back to work, which is just incredible.
It is, considering they had 2,300 employees. And one of the more incredible things as well is that when that tornado hit and devastated Vermeer, there were no deaths. There were some injuries, but no one died in that tornado.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, and that's where we just really believe that God had, you know, his mighty hand over, even within the devastation. I mean, even that the seven that were injured were released from the hospital that day. And it's, Yeah, it turned out the best that it could, we believe.
If Paul and I came to Pella today, if we visited today, and you have a lovely community, we've been there and it's lovely, if we visited, what would we find in terms of the morale in the community? How would you describe it today?
Yeah, today I would say it's overall very encouraging. Everybody who came in to receive assistance, they were so, so thankful, and I kind of couldn't believe it. And again, it's been a community-wide effort, and I think the community is feeling very, very encouraged by the fact that Vermeer has worked so hard to get people back to work, and they've done it. They've been successful, and that the area is being cleaned up each day. And yeah, I think overall you'd see people are very encouraged and joyful.
Now, Eden, that's also a college town. A Central College is located in Pella. I wondered if they were involved in a lot of the recovery and volunteer effort there.
We had some people come help out at the well. Beyond that, having their own effort, I'm not exactly sure. Can't really speak to that.
Yeah, well, I would hope they were involved because, you know, college adds so much to a community, and it brings in a lot of young people who are able-bodied and able to help with cleanup. I'm assuming a lot of folks volunteered at that time and in the immediate aftermath of the tornado and helped out in various ways. But the main thing that I see, and Dennis and I have talked with the folks in Marshalltown, too, and it just seems to be the sort of a red thread that runs through all this experience in response to an emergency, that everyone tends to step up, and people come out and willingly lend their hands. And you probably, I'm just assuming, have got a few new volunteers in your organization because that might have been their first contact in helping out with a tornado.
That's true. We do. And you know what was so neat? So many employees who came to receive assistance or even just, you know, figure out what was going on at the well that they could be part of, they decided. So many people wanted to give back. So many people who had been affected by the tornado and maybe received some gift cards, or we were able to help them with some bigger bills by setting up an appointment in the resource center. They were so thankful that they wanted to donate, you know, some things to the thrift store, and they wanted to know how they could volunteer, especially in their time off. And it was a really, really uplifting experience with a lot of people.
What does your experience with the tornado and the people you've dealt with tell you in retrospect in these 3 weeks, 4 weeks since the tornado about the resiliency of people in crisis, particularly those in Pella? What have you learned? What has the well learned?
Yeah, I would say, we just believe at the well that we were created to be in community. Especially for times like this when people are going through something, you know, we don't want anybody to slip through the cracks. We want everybody to know that they're known and they are part of something greater. And I think like then when you throw in a tornado or a natural disaster crisis, that truth is just spotlighted. And, people like you both have said, people just step up. In those times, it almost doesn't matter what else is going on because their community and those affected just kind of take the forefront. And, I'm just extremely thankful to be part of a community that that is just so willing to help those who need help. And, I'm sure everybody in some capacity helped in some way, even if it was contributing to the fund or whether it was here at the well handing out gift cards or praying or whatever it was. It just seemed everybody had some hand in this.
Well, Eden, now, this well idea, I'm just impressed by the fact that it pre-existed this tornado, and you were right there, and thank heaven that this organization was there because it could function as a clearinghouse, as we've said, for all the people who came for help or people who came to help. And I wonder if you could give some contact information for your organization, because theoretically someone could be listening to our broadcast today and say, wow, I wish there was a well in my town. How do we contact Eden Youngberg?
Yeah, so probably the best way is our phone number, which is 641-621-0164. Another way to learn more about the well and the resources we provide is to go to our website, and you can find us at thewelliowa.org. And the other thing is we would invite anybody who's around to just stop in and see what we're about. We love meeting new people. We love giving tours. We love showing the different ministries that exist within the well. And our address is 419 East Oskaloosa Street in Pella, Iowa, right next to the Hy-Vee and the Tysons in town.
Okay. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're on KHOI FM 89.1, Story City and Ames, and we're talking with Eden Youngberg from The Well in Pella about the tornado recovery.
The Well is the organization that was the clearinghouse and is the clearinghouse for all those folks affected by the tornado. And before we let you go, Eden, one quick question, at least one. You said about 95% of the Pella or the Vermeer employees are now back to work. So you're still helping 5%, which is a significant number of people. How are you continuing to help those folks who have not been able to get back to work yet?
Yeah. So we invite them in and we'll still help them out with kind of the food, fuel, and household goods in the form of gift cards. But we have also been meeting with people, setting up separate appointments for those who had, 250 people had car damage. And so a lot of people, if they didn't have insurance or they needed help paying their deductible or something of that nature, we are able to help with some of those bigger costs. Same with house payments, utility payments, childcare. I mean, if you're out of work for 3 weeks and your unemployment check doesn't kick in for 3 weeks. That's just a long time to be without, a paycheck. And we recognize that, and we just want to help bridge that gap. So we are still meeting with people in one-on-one appointments or two-on-one. We always have two people meet with one. And you're able to do that by giving us a call and setting up an appointment, and we'll meet with you to see how we can help.
You make a very good point. Every day we handle all these minor details of our lives, bill mm-hmm. paying, mm-hmm. child care, all of these things. And Eden just pointed out how totally disruptive an event like that is and how you have to redo, rethink, reschedule. I never thought of that till she mentioned it. Am I just dumb, Dennis? Or what?
No, I mean, Eden, what you've just said, you are providing an incredible range of economic and psychological help for these folks. And if you weren't there, I'm not sure there's any other organization that would have been capable of encompassing all you have.
Yeah, the clearinghouse idea. A lot of people want to help, and a lot of things happen at once. But if there's no coordination, everyone's reinventing the wheel and going in different directions and may often be in conflict with each other in a well-meaning effort to help. And now I have an idea for Eden. I suggest that she found a community garden, and it could be called the Garden of Eden.
Eden,
how does that sound, Eden?
Eden, it may have been a bit too early in the day for that one, but...
Well, she's not that egocentric
there
to name
go.
The garden that way. I just thought it'd be a cute idea.
Yeah.
Well, Eden, we cannot thank you enough for appearing with us this morning. You have provided a fount of information for us, and thank goodness your community organization is there in Pella, because you have provided a great public service, and we want to thank you for sharing what you've done today with us.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share the story.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.